But it's fear that runs the world. And I think it always has been, because it's a huge, huge motivator for animals. Not just humans. Look at the animal world. Fear is their motivator, and we came from them. So of course we're going to lead our lives based on fear.
It's crazy.
I think it's the awareness of when you feel that fear. If you can become aware that, just like they say in noting, you're like, oh, that's fear.
How do you want to use this information? That's what you asked.
Yeah.
Everybody's asked, like, how are you using that? And we're not consciously answering those questions. Well, everybody wants that answer. Because that's what, like, it's what we become now. Like, human beings, how we operate is how they have made us operate, mm-hmm. right? With the mind, using the mind, understanding what it does.
Yeah,
And it brought me back to your friend that killed himself. I can't understand why people do
Which
that.
Which one?
Shit. I don't only remember one.
My friend Flash, who OD'd on heroin, or...
The guy that read a whole bunch of shit.
No, that was my ex-boyfriend's cousin.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
But he, like, understood so much about the world.
That's what we all believe, is he thought...
Why do you think that?
Because the way he spoke. Like, I can't explain to you the way that this kid... I felt My grandma used to say there's an aura of somebody, like, when you meet, like, a genius, or when you meet, like, somebody who's extremely spiritual.
Who's an interesting person.
You can feel it.
Who was a really interesting person.
I felt that around Jeremy. Like, I just felt, for some reason, like, the way he spoke, the way he carried himself, we would all be smoking weed and having just, like, regular conversation. Mm-hmm. And he could be reading a book and then chime in and add, like, the most intelligent facts about history, facts about science, like, you know, psychology statistics, while he's still reading, like, into our conversation. And we just, like, I learned so much from Jeremy. And then he became depressed because he felt like he knew too much about the world.
That's
he said
so
he
cool.
knew too much. And then he took a shotgun and shot himself.
I'd like to believe that my French friend Jeremy is living what
Jeremy
would have done if we realized that he could do something for the world instead of having to kill himself over it.
Maybe he felt like there was nothing, the world wasn't worth it. Or maybe he felt that... there's a million things he could have thought, but he didn't. Must not have gotten to that conclusion. That there was something that he could do.
Yeah, exactly. That's the trigger. What the fuck are you going to do about it? And then also believing that you can't. So I also believe that it's an understanding of things.
Maybe he didn't want to.
Right? And that's, you know, and that was his reason to die. But then again, what is it that stopped us?
But I just think, like, it's Jeremy being as smart as he possibly was. I think it's kind of, there's got to be more to it than he just thought he knew too much. I think there's more to his understanding of what the world is, what he believed it was, and why he either believed he needed to leave it. Because he was a smart person.
That's an understanding of something.
He either believed he needed to leave it.
That's what I also believe. When I picture myself actually, like, going there, I'm like, it must have, because I thought that it was, I had to. There's no other way, like, you have to. For a better or worse purpose, whenever that might fucking serve. It's a blip in history. Nobody's gonna fucking care.
Yeah.
Forever, you know?
But everyone does care.
Exactly. We have to make ourselves care. Like, we have to care for ourselves. That's the fucking game. I truly believe that. And ever since I realized also, that's why I've been fucking nagging it the way that I have. Like, and it's a stupid fucking way to express it. But it's a message, you know? It's like, it's for you. Like, what the fuck else? And I believe I come to that understanding, which is why I, like, by knowing that I overcame it. Because I also believed that once. What the fuck? Like, whatever, right? And that's the way, like, just fucking kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting that. Mm-hmm. And feeling that that is something that you truly want to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And then not doing it. So, like, the question asked me, like, the question that I'm asking is, what is it that stops people from doing it? Or what is it, the thing that holds you there? Like, because me just thinking that I'm just gonna, like, who the fuck doesn't, like, I don't matter for anything. It's because I'm lacking something. And what is that? It's self-love? Is it? Would you direct that to self-love?
Do you think the reason that everybody kills themselves is for the same reason?
I don't believe that, no.
So whatever reason you might have come to might not have been the same
that
reason
is very true.
That Jeremy came to that.
That is very true.
Jeremy might have loved himself, but he didn't love this planet. And he loved himself enough to spare him from it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what he thought. I'm just giving
I agree him. With you that that's a different perspective. And maybe I might have come across as if I talked about it as if that's the only way that could have, you know, been. But I believe that. So that's true.
Well, because you said self-love is
I think there is something common though. If you got together somebody that has overcome it,
mm-hmm.
and we sat down and talked about, like, what was the reason
that
you didn't kill yourself? Like, what was that? And then let's analyze what you believe that was, and then figure out if that's a common thing. Like, is it a word? Is it courage?
That would be a really good, like, advertisement for a commercial for the American Suicide Hotline.
Mm-hmm. Really? Do you think that?
Yeah, just, like, a couple of clips of, like, a group of people sitting down, like, having a conversation with each other about, like, the things in life that kept them from killing themselves and how they realized it.
Yeah.
And then a commercial for the Suicide Hotline.
Yeah.
Like, because we have a number in the States you can call it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've called it.
Logic has a song that is called that number.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And they just listen to you talk or cry.
I wonder if they know, if there's a common, like, is it when you call people and they call you, like, what is it that you tell them?
When I talked on the phone with somebody for almost 2 hours on the floor on my back in the living room crying. And not because I thought I was going to kill myself, but because I didn't have anybody to talk to. And
okay.
I was devastated.
Yep.
I was brokenhearted. I felt, I was like at the bottom of my pole, and I didn't have anyone to talk to. So I called the suicide hotline and bawled my eyes out to her and just explained and talked to her. And they just listen to you, and they tell you that they're sorry you're going through this, and they say things like, I imagine that must feel terrible. I can imagine what you're going through. Instead of trying to tell you how to solve it, they just listen to you talk about your problem.
They respond to what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not trained to, like, they're not guidance counselors. They're not trained to teach you. They're trained to be somebody to be there for you to talk to. And if they feel like you're about to kill yourself, they're trained on
that. Do they ask questions at all? Do you know that?
She did ask questions. But just to, like, keep me explaining the situation.
Interesting.
She said things like, I understand why you feel that way. Or that, you know, that must be terrible.
Do they tell stories about themselves?
I don't think she did.
That is very interesting how they managed to keep the conversation going. I wonder how the law is. There should be a...
No, I'm sure not always. Maybe it was just, in my case, that's how it went down. Because it's probably individual on whoever calls them on a case-to-case basis.
There should be a Guinness World Record of how long that conversation has been.
I was so grateful for it. I had completely was able to calm down after it. It's okay.
Are you thirsty?
No. I actually drank another sip.
Do you want another beer?
No. I drank it and left that sip for you. So
what is the reason that you say that?
That I don't want another beer.
Because
I don't want to pay for it.
You would have drinking it if it wasn't for the money?
Yes.
Okay, let's eliminate that. Let's put a few energies for the universe. All right?
Yeah.
I think that this is how you do that. So let's follow through.
Okay.
Can you disconnect and connect to this?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Is it annoying that I ask you?
Absolutely not.
How do you see it?
That you wanted me to disconnect and connect to this.
To this new thing conversation that really is
That's
completely
how.
Different from what we were talking about in the first place.
That's what I saw. That you were just checking on me to make sure that I could get there. I told you
nope. Okay, that's interesting. That's not what I was trying to do.
Well, because you asked if it was okay if we pull out of this and go into this now. And yeah, it is.
But now you changed what you said the first time.
I said, of course it is.
Okay.
What did I say the first time?
Is that also perception? I think I might argue that. If it's perception, then I should shut the fuck up and keep listening. Because I'm unsure about why I said that. So if it's not that important, then just listen.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So, what did you want to do? So we're pulling out of this and going into this.
Fuck. I don't remember.
That's okay. Something about money and figuring out money, and you said, "Let's do this now."
Oh yeah. Our budget, right? Because the reason you have a fear is because
we already did our budget.
Okay, so it's 5,000. I'm having my clock up. That's not what I need. All right.
We had 5,775 dollars.
Yep.
Divide that by 149.
Yep. So what I'm trying to do is find
your
my
calculator.
Yeah,
because
really I can't push
how,
it down.
When I'm high too, I can't ever.
Oh, I think I have to pull it to
like
the left. I have it here. Heck, I could have pulled down too. Why didn't I do that? Okay. So 5,000, blah, 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 right?
Divide
we have
149.
Right. All right.
That's
this
much,
is what we have. This
that's
is,
how much
this
we have
is
per day.
After our overspendings of
yeah.
what our previous budget was, right?
Yeah.
We have a history of doing incorrect budgets, right?
Do we?
Yeah, because every time we were like,
well,
didn't
no.
have this much money. Now that has run out, though.
Yeah, now we're like, oh, wait, that's all we got. Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Was that negative of me?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
I thought it was funny because it's ironic that that's our situation now. But
I
could have
laughed at it.
Then I thought maybe it was negative.
Would you, okay. No.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
38.7.
Yeah, but we need to take out the $8 per day for our hotel. So
yep, this is what I wanted to get to earlier. Yep.
Like $30 a day.
Yep.
Spent.
And then what other expenses do we have?
You want to buy the camera. You want to buy your phone. So that's going to take about $500 out of that.
Not necessarily, because $500... I don't need a fancy phone. I'm thinking about the budget. I'm... perceiving that I do,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I shouldn't. It's the fucking device. If it's
right, but we're not doing this to get you a new device. We're doing this to get you get us the money for it.
Exactly.
That's
which is
why
I'm gonna.
We're not doing this to get
I'm
you.
I'm getting the cheapest fucking Huawei shit.
Okay.
This is what I have to realize. The reason I'm like looking for this expensive. When we go through, let's find for $200.
Just go get a nice phone because you're probably gonna use it for the next 2 years or so. But don't get. You don't need the most expensive.
6,000.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need the most expensive phone in the world because we're not doing this to get you a new phone because you could technically use this if we wanted to save the money. We're doing it so we can get the extra money.
But I can't use the phone unless I sell it. I can't do what we were thinking about doing unless I sell it.
Right.
So I have to get a new
phone.
Right. Right. So, okay.
That's what okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess
keep
I'm not
talking.
Explaining what I'm saying, right?
Okay.
We are not doing this with the insurance thing.
Okay.
Because we want to get you a new phone. That's not why we're doing it.
Okay.
We're doing it because we want the extra money that's gonna come.
Yeah. 100%.
So that in that reason, we don't need to get you the nicest phone in the world. We just need to get you
something
that's
that.
Manageable.
I 100% agree with that.
Then that way, we'll have that extra money. You'll have a phone that's not broken
yep.
and that's not about to fall apart at any
yep.
second.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the States and we work our asses off, we can get you a new phone.
Yep, I agree with that.
Right.
So let's. Do you want a new phone? Or can you survive with yours? Do you think you can pull out of your?
Yes.
But can I then also not do this? Can if it's are we going to spend just as much money? What are we? Like, I think the hard, good question is what are we going to spend that money on, right? Because if we're going to start buying,
no, stop it! Do not ask that question anymore.
Okay.
I'm not allowing you to ask that question.
Okay.
What are we going to spend our money on?
Okay.
It's not
okay.
a question being asked.
Okay.
It's not getting spent unless it has to be spent when it needs to be spent.
Okay.
That's how you had your money when we were in Florida. You're like, I have all this money. Like, what do I spend your money on? And I'm like, you don't spend it. You're like looking for ways to spend your money. You were like, do I buy a new phone? Do I buy a laptop? You're like looking for ways to spend it. We get this money, we keep it in our pocket because things come up in which you suddenly need money for and you don't have any. We don't allot it to something. You know, we don't like decide like,
that's
okay,
true.
Let's buy a drone with this. We just keep it. And it's gonna get needed eventually when we have to buy a more expensive train ticket than we thought. When we things
yep.
that are usually would
the more
the
better
budget.
Kind of mentality,
mm-hmm.
right? So then you survived with the other one.
Yeah, I'll survive.
So
because
now
I don't think that I would be able to get enough money to buy a new one, a better one than that, with the money that I get from selling it. So I'm just going to keep it for now. And it'll be fine. I've had it. It works. It just dies in 2 hours, but otherwise it's fine. Really, I have no complaints. So I'll just keep that one.
Okay, perfect.
And we get as much for this.
As possible?
Yeah.
And I spend the least
what
possible.
What is 10,000? It's $300, right? So that's how much they want to give you for this.
That's a cool story. Fuck, that's a fear then. I'm on fire right now. Go ahead.
Good job.
Can you go on?
I don't know what you're on fire about, but I'm
go ahead. This is that process is what I'm trying to explain. Keep going.
And so you're gonna get $300 for this.
Plus the insurance money for it.
Right. They're gonna give you $300 for this.
I
how much do you think it's gonna cost you to buy a new phone?
As cheap as I want it to. I can go to the store and I can be like, what's the cheapest shit that you have?
But also in your head, you need to realize you are going to be using this for the next 6 months at least.
I have never in my life bought the cheapest thing in the store.
Yeah, then don't do it now.
Okay.
Because the cheapest thing in the store is the cheapest thing in the store for a reason.
Okay.
Right?
I compare that understanding
you do
with
need
thinking,
to
this is a device that it's going to make me communicate with people all over the world.
Yeah, you do need to use this, like, every day throughout at least the next 6 months, if not longer. Because we can't get you a new phone.
I can get the cheapest one.
The cheapest Huawei phone?
Not the shit that you were like, you should have this. But like something that is a cheap phone that is unlocked that
you can
is
do
a
all
fucking
these
smartphone.
Yeah, that you can do all these things with.
Exactly. Instagram, like, Android can do everything Apple can do.
Yeah.
And it's just my fear of
losing
something.
Because that money is still coming out of our budget now.
Yeah.
Because we calculated.
I'm going to get the cheapest Huawei phone that has an okay
processor.
Okay. Because you don't need the fastest. Fuck you, Felipe.
Well, you asked a question. You said, what is the fastest processor for the cheapest money? That's a great way to ask it.
That's a good question.
Because that obviously doesn't mean you're getting the nicest processor.
I'm a good person.
You are. And I will keep letting you know.
That's
how I see it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a good. Let it flow, man.
Just let it flow.
You caught it. I'm just kidding. I actually was not intending to kid. I said something and then I understood that it could be perceived as a joke, so I used that excuse.
Yeah, that is a very common self-defense anxiety mechanism. Because we were afraid that I was going to perceive it wrong. Mm-hmm. Or perceive it one day.
I'm glad that I expressed that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I expressed it so weirdly, but I'm like trying to remember. And I'm like, that's
why did you just criticize yourself?
Because, you know, I'm... It's fear. It's fucking fear.
Do I project to you that I think of you as, like, somebody you need to hide from me? Or that somebody...
It's fear of what you... What am I going to be a person that's...
Right. I understand. Trust me, I can understand
but
that.
It's on a selfish level. It's on a level like I'm not worried about what you're going to say. I'm not worried about what you're going to think. I'm not worried about what you think about that. I'm worried about, is this good enough?
Mm.
That's my fear.
Is what good enough?
Am I good enough? Is this good enough for what I'm trying to accomplish? Like, and what is that again? You know, it's all an understanding.
Why does that need to go through your head through like every conversation?
It doesn't have to.
That doesn't mean you're.
That
means you're
ADHD,
not present.
Baby, that's ADHD. No, it does not mean that. That's the brain that spins off. And even more when I'm, you know.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So this is just what happens. Like, this is how I live my life. And I have to understand what is not. That's why I have to analyze it, I feel like.
You don't have to analyze it.
And I have to understand that also. But I think that comes from a different understanding of things. Like, it's more like, is this good enough for, you know, it's hard to explain also because it spins off, and very often I catch myself sticking something way past where we are in the conversation,